Welcome back, everybody. I'm Brad.
I'm Jessica.
Today, we're going to try Imperial Chocolate PB Stout. Limited edition from Big Lake Brewing. Jessica went up and ate some food there. Tater tots. If you ever stop by there, get tater tots.
Loaded tots. Not just tater tots. True.
9% ABV, full-bodied Imperial Stout, flavor of chocolate and peanut butter.
That doesn't say the packaging date, and I don't know why. But I bought it in the pub. Yeah. It was $11.99.
I like that label. It's like some of it's sticking up, but I feel it.
What?
You can feel it. It's not smooth. You feel it or no?
Okay, yeah. Just pop it open. Let's go. I want to taste it.
Haven't you already had this?
No.
Oh.
That's why we're drinking it.
Oh, I thought you had a taste of it.
We're going to have the coconut. That I've had, but feel the can later. Like when you're not sitting here on camera.
Do you know how much the 4-pack was? Because I didn't get a receipt for that one.
Well, if you were listening, I already told the people it was $11.99 a 4-pack.
I was too busy filling up the can.
Yeah. It's okay. About as much filling up action as you're getting lately, I guess.
I guess.
Ooh, look at that. That's a beautiful beer.
Yeah, chocolate-colored head. It is dissipating. Well, yours is hanging around.
Mine's
going away. It's going to look like Pac-Man here in a minute. Not even a quarter finger on Jessica's color. I would say it's black, but because these are concaved, there is a dark amber hue at the bottom. But other than that, I would say it's black. Smell.
I would say that this is a peanut butter stout. That's what it smells like.
It's not. You get that roasted peanut.
But doesn't smell burnt.
I don't know. It almost smells like. To me, it smells more like a roasted peanut than it does peanut butter.
Okay.
And I'm just going from the other peanut butter beers.
This might that smell I like more natural peanut butter.
Yeah, it's nothing like sweet.
Yeah.
You're getting some of those roasted malts mixed in with that peanut smell instead of just blow your face off peanut butter like some of the other ones we've had.
It would smell like natural peanut butter, which is like crushed up nuts instead of
I think it's still the dominating smell, but it's light enough that it's letting that roasted malt, those darker roasted malts, come through a little bit with some sweetness. You ready to go? Okay, let's go.
I don't want to talk about the roastedness. It smells like peanut butter.
Definitely lighter. Now, we just had a different Imperial Stout that was 10.5%, and that body was a lot thicker. This almost tastes like water.
Compared to that, yes.
Yes.
Well, so I would say two different beers.
From like in between light and medium, right in the middle, that's where this is.
I actually thought I would get a little bit more of a chocolate taste. But comparatively speaking, I like this better than I like the peanut butter poet. Oatmeal stout butter in it.
That's going to be different because I know a lot of people that like that peanut butter poet, which we really didn't.
Correct.
And I would agree with you. I would rather drink this over that. Maybe we should get
side by side.
Yeah, side by side and do them.
But it's not the same. You can't do that.
Well, they're both Imperial, though.
Aren't they both stout? That is an oatmeal stout with peanut butter is the peanut butter poet. This is a peanut butter stout.
It's PB poet, right?
Yes, but that the poet is an oatmeal stout. Yeah. I know. I just bought one.
It's fine.
It's not the same. You can't compare. Okay. I think that this tastes fine. I would like a little bit more chocolate. I really think that in my head, I have held on a pedestal Oddsides, the peanut butter cup stout.
Peanut butter cup. Yeah, the normal one.
Yeah, not and
the
I barrel, like it.
Or barrel aged or whatever.
I feel like it's so, so well balanced with chocolate and peanut butter that when I have beers like this, it doesn't taste as chocolatey. I want it to taste kind of like a peanut butter cup. A liquid peanut butter cup, even though that sounds gross. But this isn't awful.
To me, this is a lot lighter. Like, you still get that roasted malt. You don't get the peanut butter as much.
Right.
It's not very sweet, but it lets you know. I would almost say it comes through as a stout, not an imperial stout.
I would agree with that.
Because of the body, too.
But the aftertaste is a little peanutty.
Yeah, I get a little roasted.
Yeah.
Nuttiness.
You okay?
Yeah.
Okay.
A little nuttiness with roasted malt in the aftertaste. I don't know.
I thought it was kind of cheap for a 4-pack.
It's very smooth, though. I will give it that. You could say very dark roasted malt, almost acidic,
mm-hmm.
ashy on the sides, with a little bit of like bitter coffee, bitter roast down the middle, along with that peanut. No.
You got a lot going on there.
I think I would have to go 3.75 out of 5.
I would too. I think I could finish that, but I don't know if I would drink a couple of them.
Okay.
Because it's not as sweet as I'd like.
Yeah, I would it's just like definitely not on the dessert side of
which
that.
Which is obviously what I like, is the sweet stuff, obviously. But it's not boozy. For being an imperial, I thought it'd be a little bit more woozy tasting.
Well, it's only 9%, so I think at that percent, those roasted malts.
I'm looking for what I drink that's like, knock my socks off. It's not no 13% eccentric ale. Right?
Yep. One of my friends have checked it in, 3.75.
Wow. Wow.
342 people have checked it in, 3.95. Chocolate, roasted malt.
Yeah, thinner, overall wasn't bad. Worth side. A one-time try. And I would agree. I probably would not buy this again. But you have two other ones. Because you started out with four. And now you have two left. So if you decide to drink it, why are you looking at me like that?
Because I had four. So that means I have three left.
None of these, no.
You okay, of the other one I have?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. So I had a 4-pack.
You are so...
I was down to 3. Now I'm down to 2. I got you on this one.
Obviously, you would not
buy it. I thought
it
was the other way.
No, it's fine. But anyway, I would not buy it again. But I'm glad I tasted
it. So what did Jimmy think of it?
He liked it.
Okay.
But he liked the poet, too. The peanut butter poet. Right. So...
Maybe we should do a side-by-side. Even though one has oats. I think they're both 9%.
I'm ready to do a side-by-side of some coconut stouts. That's all I'm saying. A little bit of Island Fever
Yeah, we got a bottle of it. Is that barrel-aged?
Who knows, but we need to wrap this guy up so we can move on to the next one.
Thank you for listening to this podcast. If you would like to check out the video version, head over to YouTube, search Brad Allison or Brad Allison 31st Brewing. You can also check out my website at 31stbrewing.com. There I will have all the videos and some blogs. Thank you for joining me, and until next time, happy brewing.